Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the New York Mets and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, John Stevenson. Batting second, the second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting third, the left fielder, George Altman. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Larry Elliott. Batting seventh, the catcher, Jesse Gonder. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Amado Samuel. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jack Fisher. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jack Fisher. For the San Francisco Giants, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting second, the second baseman, Hal Lanier. Batting third, the center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Jim Rayhart. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Hazu Alou. Batting seventh, the catcher, Del Crandall. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Jose Pagan. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bobby Bolin. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Bobby Bolin. And now, play ball. John Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Mets. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a pop-up towards short. Pagan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevenson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier hits a fly ball into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lanier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda strikes out. One out. Jim Rayhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Samuel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Hart moves to second. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Elliott. Crandall reaches second base with a double. Hart scores. Alou moves to third. It's Mets, 1, Giants, 1. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Samuel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bolin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Amado Samuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samuel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Keen. Samuel reaches second base with a double. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher bunts in front of the plate. Crandall fields it and throws to first for the out. Samuel moves to third. One out. John Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Stevenson strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Duke Snider pinch hits for Harvey Keene. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider takes first base on ball 4. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0-for-1 in the game. Lanier bunts towards third. Stevenson fields it and throws to first for the out. Snider moves to second. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Samuel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Snider moves to third. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-1 in the game. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards short. Samuel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Duke Snider now playing left field. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-1 in the game. Altman bunts towards third. Hart fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0-for-1 in the game. Christopher strikes out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-1 in the game. Cranepool hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Altman moves to second. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-1 in the game. Elliott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Altman scores. Cranepool moves to second. It's 2-1, Mets. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 0-for-1 in the game. Gonder strikes out. There goes Elliott. The throw from Crandall to Pagan, and Elliott is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hart hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Mets, 2, Giants, 2. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Fisher, and towards Samuel, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Alou moves to second. One out. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0 for 1 in the game. Pagan hits a fly ball into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bolin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolin is 0 for 1 in the game. Bolin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants 2. The Mets will come to bat. Amado Samuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samuel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Samuel hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0 for 0 in the game. Fisher bunts towards third. Hart fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Stevenson hits a line drive towards short. Pagan catches it and throws to first to double up Fisher. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Snider hits a pop-up towards short. Samuel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0 for 1 in the game. Lanier hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Elliott. Lanier reaches second base with a double. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 2 in the game. Mays hits a fly ball into center field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0 for 2 in the game. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Lanier scores. It's 3-2, Giants. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cepeda. The throw from Gonder and he is out, Hunt applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunt hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a line drive into left field. Snider settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0 for 2 in the game. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bolin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets 2. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Hart hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards short. Samuel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevenson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cranepool strikes out. One out. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Elliott strikes out. Two outs. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 0-for-2 in the game. Gonder takes first base on ball 4. Amado Samuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samuel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Samuel hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Snyder. Samuel reaches second base with a double. Gonder moves to third. Jim Hickman pinch hits for Jack Fisher. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets 2. The Giants will come to bat. Al Jackson now pitching. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0-for-2 in the game. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevenson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Bolin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolin is 0-for-2 in the game. Bolin is called out on strikes. Two outs. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Snyder hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. John Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Stevenson hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-3 in the game. Hunt hits a pop-up towards short. Pagan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Altman takes first base on ball 4. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0-for-3 in the game. Christopher hits a pop-up towards short. Pagan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets 2. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-3 in the game. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cepeda hits a fly ball into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Hart hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jesualu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevenson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hart moves to second. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevenson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Elliott takes first base on ball 4. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gonder hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-3, Mets. Amado Samuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samuel is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Samuel hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0-for-3 in the game. Pagan hits a fly ball into center field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cap Peterson pinch hits for Bobby Bolin. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Samuel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Davenport pinch hits for Duke Snider. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 4, and San Francisco Giants, 3. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.